Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the big game coming up this weekend. Kansas City trying to go back-to-back, taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star. Sam, thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, Sam, I've got to tell you, it's been a point of contention this morning. I did some film study last night and came to the conclusion that it's Mellinger, not Mellinger. And I think I'm right. This is going to be embarrassing if I'm not, but I think I've beaten Joe Rexroad in this regard.
Can you tell me where was the film study?
It was. I saw a YouTube video, and you said your name.
He stalked you last night.
Hopefully I was doing a little bit of stalking. I hope you feel comfortable being on the radio with us now. It's great.
Yeah. No, that's you got it. You got it. It's it's Mellinger.
Yes.
But I always say it's a hard G like me.
Oh yeah.
But
nice.
I have to tell you though that it's the people that say Mellinger, that's the minority. And my grandpa, on my mom's side, but still, my grandpa always said Mellinger. And at the time, I thought it was weird, and like later on, I just wondered if he was just screwing with my dad, mispronouncing his name. But so I don't even notice, man. Either way.
Okay, well, good, because I kind of want to just keep saying Mellinger if that's cool, but we can talk about it later.
Whatever you got, Joe.
Oh man, Joe Rexroad, ladies and gentlemen. So Sam, who knew haircuts could be so dangerous this time of year? I mean, it's incredible the times that we're living in right now, and. It looks like the Chiefs have avoided, a complete disaster here, but man, close call.
I can't believe, that is the most like pandemic football story. It's a haircut, but then when you read that, you're like, oh my God, like that almost turned just disastrous.
Ugh.
Like 20 people, including the quarterback. The possibilities that they didn't, and I was like, really? Like they're letting a guy, they don't have his test back yet. And they're letting him cut dude's hair?
Yeah.
That seemed weird to me as well. But, at least at the moment, it looks like tragedy averted.
I love the Daniel Kilgore. If you go to Sam's Twitter account, at Mellinger, great Daniel Kilgore photo with his half haircut there. That's right. But, yeah, this could have been bad. So, Sam, this game... These offensive line injuries, how big of a concern is this? I still feel like, Reed and Bieniemy and all these guys, they'll figure it out, move them around, and everything will be fine. But is this could this be the equalizer?
So on radio, live radio, you're not supposed to ask a question that you don't know the answer to, right? But do you guys remember before the season, when the schedule came out, that Frank Caliendo skit? You remember this where he dressed up as all the coaches?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing their schedule. And you remember the Andy Reid one where it was just like, I don't care. I've got – and he's like waving the Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Yeah.
So that is how people here think. Like he nailed it. Like that is how Kansas City feels. It's like, screw it. We got Mahomes. But this is like chipping away at that. When you talk to people just around town and whatever, that is the single biggest fear. And whatever's number two is not even close, because it's not just, they're going to have three guys starting in the Super Bowl that they did not plan on playing this year. And it's not just that, but the way that they have always, under Andy Reid at least, built their offensive line is they pay for the tackles, right? Like Eric Fisher, they used the 1-1 pick and gave him a big contract. Mitchell Schwartz is on a big contract. They pay for tackles. And trust those guys on the outside, and then on the inside, they're not going to spend a lot of resources because they're going to put that in other places. And those guys are kind of moving parts. Well, now those two guys that they've been depending on, and kind of scheming a lot of how they run and pass game, how they block, they're gone. And Mike Remmers is their second choice at left tackle, and Andrew Wiley is their third choice at right tackle. And that is a big deal. The one thing, depending on how nerdy you want to get, when the Chiefs played the Saints this year, I think that's a really instructive game for how this might go. Cause, the Saints, like the Bucs, have a bunch of frickin' pirates, rushing at the quarterback. And in that game, Eric Fisher probably shouldn't have been playing. His back, it was just terrible. Like he could hardly move. And Andrew Wiley was playing right tackle. So I believe that the Chiefs are in better shape now than they were in that game, just because of how injured Fisher was. And now Wiley's got a little bit of experience at that position. But in that game, the Saints got a lot of pressure. It's not like the Chiefs figured something out to keep the Saints off of Mahomes. The Saints got a lot of pressure. But, you know, the Chiefs moved the pocket a lot, left and right, which is an advantage with Mahomes because it doesn't matter which way he scrambles. They did a lot of quick passing. They did a lot of even more of that sort of horizontal stretching with speed than they usually do. And then they relied on Mahomes making, you know, 2, 3, 4 plays that nobody else in the world could make. And, you know, I think that's generally how this thing will be approached as well.
Sam Mallinger from the Kansas City Star on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Sam, I want to get your thoughts on this because, you know, here in Nashville, we've talked about Arthur Smith all season long becoming a head coach, and he has now with the Atlanta Falcons. And Eric Bieniemy was always a name that Joe and I talked about as probably being at the top of the list in terms of potential head coaching candidates. And here we are, and he does not have a head coaching job. Why do you think that's the case? And what do you think the future looks like from here for Eric Bieniemy?
Well, so I don't know if there's ever been somebody with his credentials. I don't know that there's ever been a more qualified candidate who has interviewed 14 times and not gotten a job. His resume is ridiculous. I mean, the Andy Reid, that is the most fruitful coaching tree in modern NFL history. And Eric Bieniemy has been the top assistant on that staff for the last 3 years, as the Chiefs have had one of, if not the best offense in the league. Reid, Mahomes, everybody in that building just rave about, you know, leadership, the work he does, you know, designing plays, all these things. I mean, he's got everything that other coaches have had when they get hired. He's had that like times two, you know, a Super Bowl champion, maybe a two time. So look, there's gotta be something. It's hard not to notice that he happens to be a black man and that the NFL has, you know, what is it, 3 black coaches out of 32? I mean, this is a problem that the NFL has acknowledged and tried to work on for damn near 20 years. Right, the Rooney Rule is not a new thing. It is hard not to think that is a huge part of this. Now, that's not all of it, not even close. Because, I did the math, and it's in a column that's on our website right now. But I believe that 4 of the times that he's interviewed, that job has gone to a different black coach. 4 different times that he's interviewed, it's been with a franchise that's hired a black coach. So you know, it's not just. You know, it can't be this simple. Now, you hear rumblings. Does he not have the staff picked out? You know, that's something an owner and a GM like to hear, like who's going to be your coordinators, who's going to be your position coaches, all that stuff. I've heard that he doesn't have that mapped out as well as teams would like. He got arrested a few times when he was in college. That was 30 years ago. You know, with what happened with Matt Patricia, you know, just 3 years ago or whatever that was. And, you know, some of the stuff, you know, Urban Meyer, I understand he never got arrested himself. But, you know, some of the stuff that's happened in his programs, you kind of wonder, like, how could that be an issue with Bieniemy? It's weird. The explanation I've heard that makes the most sense is that after you get past sort of top shelf, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, you know, there's probably a couple other, you know, after you get past those that teams would just move mountains to hire, the rest of it is up to fit. And you have to have the right relationship in place. You know, Urban Meyer is a good example with this too. That's a college market that is trying to build up. So here's a, you know, outrageously successful and famous college coach. They're going to draft the biggest college star in, you know, recent college football history. So that makes a lot of sense. And there's, you know, that kind of relationship for whatever reason, has not been in place with Eric. And, you know, and that's the one that makes the most sense, but it's also sort of a catch-all, you know, sort of kind of the version of a shoulder shrug. You know what I mean? Because he should have a job. He is overqualified.
Yeah. And then, you know, you hear like, how he interviews, and I'm watching like Nick Sirianni up oh, there, yeah, and I'm right. listening to Dan Campbell's penchant for cannibalism, and I just don't right. I don't want to hear that at all. But are we
there
sure?
Are times, can I say like real quick? There are times that Eric falls back on just cliche after cliche after cliche, which puts him in good company among football coaches,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But the one thing that he does in interviews that I've wondered about is he is super deferential to Andy Reid. You know, to the point where I can't remember now if this was this season. I think this was last season, actually. But, you know, you ask him, is Mahomes going to play? This is when he had the kneecap thing. It might have been before the Titans game last year. But anyway, and he's like, you know, look, I am Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator, assistant coach. You know, I only have 49% of the say on that. And it's just, I get it. That's true. Right. But I think maybe I've wondered if owners want the guy they've hired to already have been presenting himself as a head coach. And sometimes he's a little bit, but that's kind of some BS guessing game. Cause Doug Peterson did that and got hired by the Eagles. Matt Nagy did that and got hired by the Bears. You know what I mean? It's just like the situation forces you to go into all these guessing games and make up explanations that probably aren't there.
Are we sure that Andy Reid is not going to hoist the Lombardi and then hand it right over to Eric on Sunday night?
I don't mean this to be morbid at all, but I think you are going to have to take the gift of coaching Patrick Mahomes. I think you're going to have to take that out of Andy Reid's cold, dead hands. You know what I mean? Like, that guy is not going. He has waited his entire life to have a quarterback like this. I don't think he's going anywhere until he has to.
Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. Sam, we appreciate so much you taking time to join us, and have fun this weekend. Should be a great game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sam Mellinger has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. And when we come back, it's that time of the day. Time for Pret's Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you'll have your opportunity to guess the goal scorer for the Predators tonight against the Florida Panthers. If you get it right, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.